This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
And it feels like a Monday. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. They stick it where the sun shines. I heard we might get a little sunshine this afternoon, but it's just not going to be warm at all.
No.
All right, then.
Not holding my breath for that. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clint and Carol, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you can watch at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll County. Counties. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, and Town and Country Glass. So we appreciate all of our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without them, so tell them that when you're visiting their locations that you heard about them on Party Line. We would really appreciate that greatly. Today is a holiday for a lot of folks. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's always the third Monday in January, and so keep that in mind.
And if you live in the state of it's Monday and it's cold as heck outside. So yeah, but no. If you live in the state of Tennessee, it is Dolly Parton Day. The governor declared it
because
it is Dolly Parton's 80th birthday.
Atta girl.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's got more spunk in her at 80 than in me at 56, so you got to give it to her.
Well, yeah. Well, she had watched an interview because she just put out a re-release of a song that she had done back in 1977, and she's got Queen Latifah, her goddaughter Miley Cyrus, on it. Trying to think of who else is on it. Reba McEntire is on there, and Lainey Wilson. Those four ladies joined her along with her choir of backup singers too, but she got asked, you know, you're 80 years old and you know you seem do so much at 80, and she said, well, 80's a number, and if you think that you're 80, you're gonna be 80. And she said, I don't have time to be old.
I do think it is partly a state of mind, for sure.
I do.
I agree with you well. Today, by the way, is Blue Monday. Historically, today is the most depressing day of the year. However, we're not going to feel that way. Okay? We're not doing it.
I don't have time to be depressed.
Researchers calculated a bunch of factors, including weather conditions, which for us stink, and the amount of daylight, and determined the third Monday in January is the gloomiest day on the calendar, which is why it's known as Blue Monday. So,
which I'm sure this person who's on the line was getting ready to tell us all about that, right, Russ?
Yeah, you know me so well.
Don't bring us down. Don't do it, Russell.
Well, I won't. But Susan is sitting on your knitted, is that called, afghan.
Oh yeah.
Yes, we just thought of you, Mel. It is beautiful.
Well, I got it to keep her warm, so I'm glad it's working.
Yes. Well, she has this leather seat, and leather can be cold in the winter.
Oh, yes.
Oh yeah.
So that's what's going on. Hey, I looked up a couple quotes from Martin Luther King, and I have over the years grown to respect Martin Luther King more and more. I mean, how can you argue with this quote? I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and we, in fact, we have his speech on Clinton County Daily News under American Treasures, along with some Norman Rockwell stuff and so forth. And there's another one here. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And another one was, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Those kind of, I'm sorry to be so heavy on a Monday morning.
No, those are all good things to keep in mind, I think.
He was an extremely insightful man.
Yeah, and not a perfect one. I mean, I guess he had his affairs or whatever, and some character flaws, no doubt. Just like the more we learn about our leaders, you know, that comes out. But anyway.
Russ, on a much lighter note than all of that, as an IU grad, are you going to watch the game tonight? I know you guys don't really have a TV, but are you going to look for it somewhere?
No, that's a good question. I don't have a TV, and we were thinking of maybe going to get some pizza or something. Does Bruno's have TVs in their new location?
I don't know if they do yet.
I don't think so. You're close enough. You could run up to Burlington to the depot, get good pizza, and watch the game, because I'm sure it'll be on one of their, I think, five TVs they've got up there.
Yeah. Or Fire Pizza. We like to go there.
Yeah. And Flora, that's close to you guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan. But I am excited about IU. I mean, I'm trying to rewire my brain. My brain doesn't go football in IU. Doesn't compute. I get cognitive dissonance.
I think that's fair enough. I know that, and we put it up on HoosierlandTV.com, but you were at the legislative breakfast on Sunday. Do you want to touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, I did put the entire deal there, which we stream live. I just checked on the metrics. We've had about 100 people look at that for about 27 hours just for the metrics. So we had probably more people looking at it than were in the room, or about the same amount maybe. Since it's kind of a short session, they did talk about waste, fraud, and abuse. There's a bill on that. They are also reworking Senate Bill 1. They know that they made some mistakes or needs some tweaking, and he said that they will probably be tweaking some this year and also during the fiscal year next year, on Senate Bill 1.
Did they talk about what areas that they would be doing that tweaking?
Well, one thing, I guess, is that when there's a pot of money, it's kind of like first come, first serve within certain boundaries. So they want to put an end to that. So the schools know what they're going to get. The police know what they're getting. You know, they need to put up evidently some barriers. And I don't pretend to know as much about it as you know, but you can listen to what they said. You'll see what I'm saying. They need to put up some barriers. Also, there is a bill that Heath Van Adder, now this is interesting, Heath Van Adder is working on a bill that once you purchase a home for your residence, your tax bill, your property tax bill will not go up.
Okay.
Until you sell that house. Now, I thought that was interesting. Not to say that it's going to pass, but, you know, a person could live in a house, I suppose, for 15 or 20, 25 years.
Mine's gone up the last 2 years. How about you?
Hello.
Well, and that's the thing. That's great for the person who's buying a house, but what's that doing to everybody else? So that's definitely going to be something to watch.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting and bold. You know, there are some states that don't have any sales tax, and then there are some states that don't have any income tax.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a dance between Oregon and Washington. People keep going across the state line, no sales tax here and no income tax there, and so they live in one and shop in the other,
yeah.
And they play like a piano.
Yeah, I know at one time, I don't know whether it's still that way because it's been a lot of years ago, but North Carolina didn't have any sales tax at one time.
So when we hear things coming out of Indianapolis, hey, reduce our income tax, well, some states don't even have income tax. One thing that Florida has is an advantage, though. I'll bet you when you and your family went down to Florida, Cindy, you probably helped put some money in the coffers of Florida. I mean, they have so many visitors that they're able to harvest, you know, sales tax from them, and maybe one reason they don't need much income tax.
Yes, there certainly is a big influx of folks a couple of times a year. Spring break is huge, and then obviously October through about May is big for them as well with an influx of people. So a lot of visitors to that area.
Yeah, a lot of visitor money. But I'm trying to think what else on that. I have my notes in the other room, but those are a couple of the highlights. All three representatives were there, Van Adder and Mark and also Brian Buchanan. They were all there.
Well, we got a caller that has a question for you, Russ.
Okay, sure.
Go ahead, Carl.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Russ, in your...
Yes, sir.
I've never in the 75 years that I've been living ever seen our country in the condition it's in. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that this morning. We're not unified. When you have Maryland trying to pass a law that says anybody hired by ICE, they're not going to hire into any Maryland law enforcement job. There's just so many wedges, you know.
Yeah.
And now, it was pretty bad back in 1968 when they killed Martin Luther King and
not like it is today.
Bobby Kennedy.
I don't think Kennedy or Martin Luther King is anything like it is today.
How about the Vietnam with all the protests and Kent State?
I still don't think it was like today. They're marching now in places I never dreamed of them marching. You know, Indianapolis.
I know what you're saying, Carl, and there's unrest in Afghanistan, over in Iran, and there's unrest in Israel.
I'm not worried about Iran. What I'm worried about, Russ, is our president is trying to tear up the United Nations, NATO, with I want Greenland and I want after that I want Canada. People don't want to be in the United States, Russ. There's so many people don't like the United States, you know, and that's
why. We just need to simmer down a little bit. I think if you're going to say something or do something, it needs to be based on a solid foundation of good principles and
right.
And not
that's just like Greenland, Russ. You have Bezos, you have Gates, and Bloomquist. You've got five or six different people in this United States of America. They're the ones that want Greenland with Trump for the rare earths and everything else that they have. And the heck with the population in Greenland that don't want
it. I've been thinking about Greenland some, and here's a theory. I have no evidence at all, but I mean, with Russia and China... at the near the North Pole, particularly Russia, the ability to take ships in and around Greenland from them, maybe this is a preemptive saying, don't you dare go for Greenland, Russia, because in other words, is it a spoof on Trump's part, kind of like a bluff? And I'm not saying it is or it isn't, let's say it is a bluff, and he really doesn't mean what he says about Greenland, but he's trying to put a marker saying, hey, don't even think about Greenland, Russia. Don't even think about it. Maybe he's picking up intel that we don't know about. I'm not saying that's true, but I could see it possibly being true.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Russ, but I think China is set back and laughing and laughing and laughing at the United States of America because the way things is going. You look at our deficit, Russ. You went to that meeting here in the state that you had out there at the nursing home. You went out there. They probably didn't even talk about our deficit. Didn't mention one thing about our deficit, did they?
Yeah, because that's a federal thing, isn't it? I mean,
it doesn't matter whether it's federal. It's state too. The state's got to get this paid off, and they don't put a dime on it. And the president, and I'm not talking bad about it. I'm trying to think of something good that he's done in the last year, but I can't think of. Well, quit laughing, girls. It ain't funny. I know there's got to be something. There's got to be something out there.
I know you're struggling with that positivity, Bub.
Well, I know
you are mourning this country. I can feel it.
Yeah.
Well, Russ, the people, if I was president, I would just say the heck with it. ICE is gone. Everything's gone. The borders are shut down. Nobody's coming in. And anybody that causes trouble from other countries, then we're going to arrest you and send you back home. Because it's not working the way it's working. It's not working.
You'll be proud of me, Carl. I put just yesterday up a post on my Facebook. It says, inflation, the hidden tax nobody votes for, but everyone pays.
Yes.
Inflation, the hidden tax nobody votes for, but everyone pays. Milton Friedman said that, and it's so true. You can handle deficit spending a couple different ways. One, the honest way to do it is you raise taxes and lower your spending.
That's correct.
The sneaky way to do it is you roll the printing presses, and you don't have to pass a law. You just have to have the Fed roll the presses, and that creates the tax of inflation, which is very insidious.
And other countries did that, but they went broke.
Germany did it between World War I and
II. Germany, okay. And you cannot do that, Russ.
Everybody has to
pay the taxes. This stuff and not paying taxes on overtime, that's just like Cindy said, these people in college need to pay off these notes. I went to college and I paid off my debt. Okay, I worked 44 years of my life, overtime week after week after week after week, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for months. And I paid my taxes, and I was glad to pay my taxes. But now, overtime, they're not taxing. And they're not even talking about our deficit. The number one thing is our deficit. And our president is going to spend, if they get $1.4 trillion for the military? Russ, give me a break. Give me a break.
Yeah, and well, look at what silver is doing. And China is picking up silver like crazy. They're actually, the spot price for silver in China, I think, is around $109 an ounce, or $108, depends on the day. It fluctuates. But they want silver there. In America, it's all on paper, but that's why people are stacking. And you could buy silver, an ounce of silver, a couple years ago for $25, $26 an ounce.
Oh,
now,
I got a bunch of silver. I got Bezos. But what good is it? What good is it? Well, I won't sell my silver. Whether if silver was $300 an ounce, I'm still not going to sell it, Russ, because I just like to look at it. It's like stamps. You understand what I'm saying, Russ? What good is the price of gold? I've got gold, but yeah. I'm not going to sell it because I like to look at it. I like to handle it. I like to feel it.
Does it give you a feeling that you're protecting yourself against the printing press and the Fed and the inflation?
No, I just like to look at it. It's so pretty, I think.
Yeah, it reminds me of that. Was that Donald Duck's uncle or something? You said,
yeah.
All the,
yeah.
Hey, I get off of here, Russ. Hey, Russ, I love talking to you, and God bless you, and bless your two girls you got working for you, because they're the best radio girls in our country. Bye-bye.
Well, babe,
aw, thank you. Thanks, Carl.
On a Monday morning. Old Monday morning, right?
All right, Kim, you can call back now if you would like. Kim was trying to get through, but with two people on the line, so Kim was going to try and call through here in a little bit as well, so maybe she'll call back now and we can get her on as well. So,
you want me to hang up? I can.
No, she's wanting to talk to you, I think.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
Okay, phone's ringing, so.
You think she might ask me about Trump? You think maybe?
I think she's going to voice her opinion. I do. I think she's going to voice her opinion.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what we... WILO, we include listener
opinion. Yeah, 659-3338. We'd love to hear from anybody.
Yeah,
so
I'm enjoying the conversation because I can sit here and drink my tea.
Yeah, and eat your popcorn. And I'm down here, you know, on the field getting all bloody here.
All right, Kim, try back. We somehow, in the transfer, you got lost. So, Kim, if you're there, try back.
Yep.
Kim, I have a question for
you. Wait, she's not there yet.
She's not there
yet.
We lost her. We're getting her back.
Trying to get her back. We should have got her phone number and just called her.
Yeah.
Kim, call back. Anyway. Well, Russ, what are your feelings on what's happening in Minnesota and with the riots and protesting? I don't want to call them riots. Let me rephrase that. Protesting. What are your thoughts there?
Well, it's like Carl said, you know, is it getting out of hand? And I think it's getting close to getting out of hand here. And, peaceful protest is a wonderful thing, but where's that line? And then, no. Got to be peaceful.
Yes, I agree. Here, we're going to try this again. Kim is trying to get back through again.
Hey, Kim, you there? Oh.
Hello.
Yay, we got you. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm trying to keep warm.
I have a question for you, Kim.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to bring up Donald Trump?
His bill, one of his bills, the reason I have, I guess you'd call it a guest request, one of them, I heard the other day that on his bill that he now makes growing hemp a crime. Now, a few years ago when Kevin was the host, he had some guy on. So my question to him would be, are you afraid of being arrested? And my next guest request would be the ICE agent who shot that woman 3 times. Is he proud of what he did? And if he is, he should be loud and proud and show us who he is. And my third request is, what do you know about the lieutenant governor's grand jury investigation into his office about, which I'd mentioned before, the porno deal.
Tell us about it. What's going on?
Well, what I've heard is there's a fake AI porn video going around. It was in the lieutenant governor's office. They're looking into this. They're also looking on the firing of the whistleblower who mentioned this. They're looking into according to the paper and what I've heard, also the ghost employment in his office, the misconduct and allegation, and also at his church, child sex crime charges. So I would love to have any of those people or all of them on, because this is Indiana. We're not talking about D.C. or whatever.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I think that it would be good. My wife and I pray for transparency and truth, and I know we don't all agree with each other. I get that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That makes us Americans. We can disagree, but not be disagreeable. What my mom always said.
Well, on Friday, we're going to have the vice president of Tipmont RMC, Lynn Beck, is going to be on Friday at 9 o'clock. So he's going to bring the communications director of Tipmont RMC, and they're going to talk about the electric grid. And so you might get your questions ready there, too.
Like the AI and the data center, is that what you mean?
Yeah, that's something. But I know that doesn't address what you're talking about, but I hope that... Governor Braun will come on Party Line. I did meet his right hand press person. I was in Hawaii a couple weeks ago, and I had dinner with his right hand person.
That's nice.
I think he expressed a willingness to try to get him on Party Line.
Okay. Well, thank you. I'm sure the time you're running short on time, but I just wanted to ask if anybody else had heard this. So. Well, thank you, everybody.
You know, before you get off of here, Kim, though, I do think that the AI generation is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Especially for politicians, especially for people who are...
public figures.
Public figures. I mean, we have actors.
Absolutely.
Matthew McConaughey just recently got a... protect himself, his visualization, because of AI. So I think
they
AI.
Using his voice.
Yes, I think you're going to see a lot more of that.
Yeah. Kelly Clarkson has filed charges before. Selena Gomez has filed charges before. Swift. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I think Elon Musk, any of these people are going to have to worry about what AI can do to anything. I mean, you can print pretty much or make it pretty much look like you're doing anything anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. So I think that's scary.
For Elon Musk to go to the courts for this kind of stuff, because that's what his business does. That's part of his business.
And he's
been a target. So, you know,
we could have Vern Casper not only voice commercials, but actually get on Hoosierland TV and talk about all the wonderful things that Biden did in his administration. You know, it's scary.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, Kim, thank you so much for calling. Carl, as well,
welcome.
Thank you both.
Everybody stay warm.
You too, take care.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much, Russ.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. In the meantime, we do have some other guests in the studio today. I think, don't we have the Girl Scouts in today?
Yep.
All right, because... it's Girl Scout cookie season. All right, we have the Girl Scouts coming up on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. You're listening to Party Line.